I'm sitting in Kepos Street Kitchen. I'm sure I'm pronouncing Kepos Street wrong because I'm not a Sydney native, but it's in the Sydney suburb of Redfern, and it's a beautiful restaurant that is run by Michael Rantisi with his wife Christy Frawley. They cook and serve and delight the people of Redfern every single day, but they're also now the authors of a new book called Falafel for Breakfast, which seems like an improbable proposition. Michael, why Falafel for Breakfast, which seems unlikely?
The name of the book came really as a coincidence. When we opened Keppel Street Kitchen, the first thing I did, I called my mom to ask her about her opinion, and I told her what is the food that I'm going to be serving at Keppel Street Kitchen, and one of the dishes was falafel that we were serving for breakfast, and my mom just said, falafel for breakfast, and this is where the name of the cookbook comes from, is the surprise of people eating falafel for breakfast.
How important is that element of surprise, of taking a tradition, and then when you present it in a new place, you know, you can't get much further from Tel Aviv than Redfern, you know, so how important is it to introduce the new and find the ways in which food evolves in different places?
It's amazing how Sydney or Australian people have taken Mediterranean cuisine to the next level up. But for us, falafel growing up in Tel Aviv is quite an essential thing. We eat as our comfort food. It's exactly what we eat as street food. So it is quite interesting how people in Australia took the food of the Mediterranean, what we see as street food, to a much more of a refined level.
Your career as a chef, though, you've trained all around the place, including in Paris. What particular Australian influences do you have? How do you translate those Middle Eastern and Mediterranean influences to a Redfern context?
To start with, married to an Aussie girl, I think that is one of the biggest influences in my Australian approach. I eat Vegemite. That is very unusual for somebody that has been living here only for 12 years.
Would you put Vegemite in a falafel?
We have put Vegemite on the menu with one of the dishes, so it is with the tahini. We did take the Vegemite to the next level up.
That is controversial. Let's forget taking street food to the next level up. You put Vegemite in with tahini, you're really playing with fire.
Absolutely. I think it did shock a lot of customers walking in as a modern Mediterranean restaurant using Vegemite. But I think bringing both our heritage into the restaurant and bringing our personalities in is exactly what this is all about.
When the chef Yotamoto Lengi was in town, he was talking quite a bit about the controversy around hummus and the kind of differing ideas about what a good recipe for hummus are. Is falafel the same kind of contested territory? Like, are there purists and are there things that have to be in a good falafel, or are there variations on the theme?
Yes, definitely there is a controversial with falafel as well, and every region would do the falafel to their own liking. Some would add more sesame, some would not add herbs, some add more onions, some add celery. So everybody does it to their own palate. And in with all these ancient areas where people had to use things that grew in that area, so if people had more parsley, so the falafel would tend to have more parsley, or if they had more coriander, it would tend to have more coriander, and it did change from one area to another, and there is always that competition of which area does the best falafel, or which little shop is the one that does the best falafel ever. And everybody, would you ask them in Tel Aviv, there would be hundreds, and everybody would have one that is their favorite, and they would argue with you that it is the best falafel joint.
Well, like all good chefs, Michael's just said the word and there was a flurry of activity in the kitchen, and suddenly the most fragrant, magnificent looking falafel I've ever seen in my life has joined us here on the table. Michael, talk us through what's in each of these dishes.
We do them a little bit more the Tel Aviv style ones, so they have a little bit more herbs in it, a lot more coriander and a lot more parsley, and that's why they're just a bit more greener, differentiating them from other regions that can be a bit more yellow and a bit more drier. And then you have the hummus over there with the extra virgin olive oil, the pine nuts, and some scacciata olive oil bread to dip in.
In terms of serving, what's the best way to serve a falafel? Is it simplicity? Do you let the falafel sit on its own? Do you pair it with a salad? What's the best way for you?
Falafel, if it's good, it can be eaten on its own. What is beautiful about most Mediterranean dishes is the banquet feel. It's that plentiful, the table where you can mix and match most things together. So really, whatever you do put with a falafel, and I've seen plenty of sandwiches at the moment around town with a lot of people trying to be creative around it.
You did say creative like it was a slightly dirty word there, like people were using it badly, pairing it irresponsibly with things that doesn't belong. What's the worst use of a falafel you've seen?
Beetroot. Absolutely beetroot.
No beetroot in falafel?
I think it's two earthy flavors that don't really work together, but I think, you know, there's nothing wrong with innovative people.
There's nothing wrong with innovative people, but don't put beetroot near my falafel.
No, absolutely not.
The falafel looks extraordinarily textured as well. Like there's sesame seeds and there is definitely a whole lot going on under the surface there. You must be offended when you see those kind of pre-prepared kind of patties out of a mixture that have no actual ingredients in them.
Yes, because they didn't put much effort into the falafel itself. And I think falafel has to have a soul like everything else. And a packet, it doesn't have a soul.
I know I should have been listening to your answer then, but I'm afraid I've forgotten everything I ever learned about good conversation. That is delicious. They're very green inside, and they have, they're amazing. Such good texture. They're incredible. This is just a treat. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Well, I'm going to have one more. I'm going to turn this off. This is going to get kind of vaguely obscene from here. Nothing like hearing the sound of your own gluttony. That was chef, restaurant owner and cookbook author Michael Rantisi. His new book is called Falafel for Breakfast and it's out now. We've got Michael's recipes for falafel and zucchini fritters up on the Blueprint for Living website now. I'm just hungry again.